Welcome to this weekend podcast of Malloy Whitney.
Yes.
We're going to take a look at what happened last week on the show. It's our week in review.
We kicked off the week with Denise Scott zooming in from Melbourne's lockdown.
We put our bin out, our rubbish bin, the other night. John brings it in next morning and he said, look what someone threw in our bin. It's one of your classic tomato sauce bottles made into a bong.
That's a homemade bong.
Oh.
I've got it here.
There it is.
Like, was someone walking along? Oh, quick, the cops are coming. Did someone see me at the bakery the other day not wearing a bra? And thought, give her something to chill out.
And we were yet again treated to a gate-crashed musical appearance from her partner, John, with this Bob Marley Melbourne Demons uke mash.
Here he comes.
Right, here he comes. Can I tell you, I'm putting together a picture here. Bob Marley, bong.
Oh, yes!
You hear what I'm saying?
You keep your eye on the red and the blue.
Emily Meadows joined us with a sports wrap and to help Mick out with his US Open pronunciations.
Sipsalis. What's his name? Can I buy a vowel?
Sissipas.
You sound drunk if you say it correctly.
Sissipas.
This comment.
Lycra, active wear.
Yes.
Yoga pants.
Yes.
Should only be sold sizes up to 10.
Written, spoken, authorised by Mick Malloy.
Raise the eyebrows of Whitney and Rosie.
Girls,
it's hard to listen to that when I've seen you in your undies on a billboard.
How dare
you? Honestly. Good point.
Just so we're clear, I don't even know what a size 10 is. What size 10?
Sure you don't.
I don't.
I'm a size 10.
Congratulations.
So tiny.
Congratulations. You're allowed to wear yoga pants.
Yeah, thank you. I've just made his criteria. Thank you so much.
With the Australian entertainment industry's vaccination campaign launching this week, we chatted with Powderfinger's Bernard Fanning.
The way that people can help is by booking an appointment if they're not already vaxxed. You can understand why there's a sense of desperation in the industry.
Totally.
You know, and it's not just the musicians, obviously. It's the entire way through it. As you know, Mick, there's lots of people behind the scenes that actually facilitate the situation, and they're suffering the same consequences.
By the way, congratulations on International.
Oh, yes.
It's 23 years today.
Is it?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Making me feel a little old because it feels like it was yesterday.
What about me?
Charlie Pickering filled us in on the random things he's doing to keep entertained in Melbourne's lockdown.
You know when your Uber Eats gets delivered? I've started like making a real effort to use the name of the delivery person when they arrive as Sean Connery. It's like, Ramesh Kumar. That was a very speedy delivery. Thank you.
Ross Noble joined us Wednesday.
It's a confusing time for all of us.
Yep.
Whenever it comes to health advice or just things in general,
yes.
I always think, what would Guy Sebastian do?
Confused himself.
He's double jabbed, right? So he's got the double jab.
Right.
Who am I to judge? I think that's what he's saying. But hang on a second. Isn't he paid to be a judge?
And brought us the latest installment of Bono Watch.
In the first installment, Bono claimed where he grew up. There he is, growing up.
Yeah.
Bono was live. Well, on the very same album, listen to what Bono has to say.
In the days when we were swinging from the trees.
He wasn't just climbing a single tree, he was swinging from the trees. What do you think he was up to? You're going to be surprised.
I was a monkey!
Bono's come out as a simian. He was what? He's stealing honey from a swarm of bees. You don't steal honey from the swarm, you go to the hive.
3 years on, and it seems Danger's still bitter at his 2018 Australian Radio Awards loss.
Best music personality was the...
Best music personality. You nearly glassed someone that night.
But my beef was, at that time, Melissa Doyle was doing a one-hour pre-recorded show on Smooth FM, and that got the chockies.
The drunkest man in Brisbane you were that night. Oh, disgraceful performance.
I might have called it the night the Acras died. I think that might have come out.
We checked in with Jim Jefferies in LA.
My father is so addicted to that Made in Australia badge.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He won't buy
anything unless it has that little kangaroo in that triangle. Obsessed with it, right? But the thing is, his TV's gone on the bung, right?
Yeah.
Right. Good luck, Dad. Where the f*** are you getting one then?
Let's finish the week with just some of the incredible worksite wonders we uncovered in this week's Tradies Got Talent segment. From welder Scott.
The pan flute from Wild Thing.
Here we go.
To apprentice mechanic, Chloe.
What are you going to perform for us today, Chloe?
I'm all about the divinals. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Well done, Chloe.
And the final tradie to service our talent pipeline, landscape gardener Mark.
Mate, I'm going to have a crack at singing. Walking in Memphis.
Agreed.
I'm Mark Cohen.
Take us away, Mark.
Put on my blue suede shoes. And I boarded the plane, touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Hey, he's going to get into the pulp chorus. Yeah. Hit us with the Walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis. Was walking with my feet 10 feet off the field. Was walking in Memphis.
Mark, round of applause, Dave.
Mark, that was really emotional. All right, Whitney, another big week of guests coming to join Malloy next week. Who's on the show?
We've got a huge week, Dange. We've got Tom Gleisner, Nerilee Meadows is going to be in Dubai, Glenn Robbins is stopping by, Dom Knight, Jim Jeffries, Titus O'Reilly and Adam Rosenbach.
How's Dave's corner going, by the way?
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's hot.
Okay.
Make numbers.
Yeah. Well, you can hear that podcast right after this.